AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos? And welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. And today on the episode, we've got the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Jake Seeley is not an easy person to get in season. I work with him, but we can guilt him. That's right. The best tool in if anyone trying to break into the industry is you make friends and then you guilt them. That's how you do it. You're like, oh, come on, buddy. Just make it for me. That's what we did. Now, Jake would have done it no matter what because he's a great guy. And we're going to be talking about week 7 ranks with the Jake of Seeley's, who was practically a roommate of Bogman's, at least for a week.
Yeah, it was like 3 days. So, but yeah,
probably felt a little bit longer.
I mean, me living with anyone. Yeah. I've been in this house with two other people for a decade now. If you didn't know that, it's only been 2 years, but yeah, I'm not an easy person to live with, or get along with or be around. So yeah, it was difficult for Jake, but we made it and he doesn't hate me. So
yeah, exactly.
That a win.
Yeah. We had ice cream. We had fun stories, wrestling stories, people not sharing that they were with us on their timeline for their shows and stuff like that. Just great, great stuff. You know, shirts, all those type of things that are out there. Sure. But Jake is going to be on. We're going to be going through all of our ranks, see how this is. I'm going to kind of preface this in the beginning of that episode. This week is rough. It's bipocalypse. Six teams on the bye. Injuries are out there. It's not that there aren't options, and it's not that there's not guys that are going to pop, and there's going to be someone out there that's going to be, they're going to be super smart. They're going to be like, guess what, everybody? I love Zach Evans, and Zach Evans is going to be a blah, 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 and then maybe he will pop. My point is, like, to identify with reason why someone is going to outperform an area, that's what I personally think is tough. Sure, like, I might have a guy that I like more. You know, everyone else has got it 20 and I've got it 15 or something like that. But to identify how we do these ranks of saying, here's a guy that can perform at an RB1 level, I just found it tougher than it ever was before. And the names, I think, were, I'm really pushing the envelope of some of these. And I think you kind of felt, you got to the sheet first. I think you picked a lot of the really good ones, but I think you felt it as well.
I mean, yeah, it's not good. Six guys or six teams on bye, a lot of guys banged up. It's one of the worst weeks to go through and pick sleepers and guys to jump up in the next, you know, group and all that stuff. Wide receivers were okay. Running backs were disgusting. Yeah. And QBs, there's just nothing.
So I had a much easier time with wide receivers. I almost got that done like immediately. The rest, yeah, they were really tough. They're really, really tough. So I guess it's like a chalk thing. It's like chalk, play what you can. There have been some question marks of players that you're just going to start to throw out there, and it's kind of throwing Hail Mary. Hopefully you're not in a situation where you're having to be like, Keonta Ingram is a must start, right? And we're like, you know, hopefully you're not in that situation, but you might be. Zach Evans, Keonta Ingrams. I mean, AJ Dillon, you know, all of those things are kind of out there right now. And it's a little bit grosser, but we will try to get through all of it. We've got Jake. We've got your voicemails. We've got another parody song from Jack Boyce. So make sure you tune into that. And make sure to check us out over at InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. Get the ranks delivered to you over the weekend. Come hang out with us in the rooms. We're talking fantasy. We're talking betting. We got all that stuff and a great community. We'd love for you guys to join. And we appreciate because you guys are supporting us. You guys are literally enabling In This League, which, you know, maybe that's not good if you're an enabler, but you are enabling us to continue to do what we do and do more. So if you if that means anything to you, or you just want to, like, you know, have access to the community and stuff, go to InThisLeague.com. Come and sign up today. We would love to have you.
Be an enabler. Don't listen to my therapist. Be an enabler.
That's right. That's right.
I don't have a therapist.
I have addictions.
LOL. Yeah, very I just have issues. Come on.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I have a very addictive personality that I'm lucky gone.
Yeah, I know. But are you? I was wondering. Do you have any autographed baseballs that maybe I could see one or two of them?
I know. That was part of it.
Do you have any bottles of whiskey or baseball cards that you have that are extra laying around that you don't use that maybe you used to a lot?
Well, you know, what I was thinking about too. I used to do this. Is good. Some people hit this. I thought about, because I really like autographs, but sometimes, you know, it can be like too in the baseballs and stuff like that. But I was thinking, did I have these things before? Did this become more of like a midlife thing?
And I'm not sure. How much crypto do you have right now?
Oh, but I never got crazy insane with that. Like, well, not how people were.
I mean, you weren't crazy with it, but that was your COVID thing.
No. I definitely get I get obsessive about things, but I was thinking, what were those things before? And I remember I had this phase and it was like mid 20s to 30s. Not that phase, but I was like obsessed with every movie I ever rented or bought. I had to burn it and to keep it, to have it.
I remember that.
It's an acquisition. It's acquiring things that is very addictive to me. And it would be like, you know, you'd order from Netflix.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Had this program that could crack them, and then I'd burn them to a disk. And you know what the reason I thought about it was? Because last night I was scrolling through to watch something, and on Amazon Prime, I saw the movie Hobo with a Shotgun. And it's like one of those,
heard of it.
It's like one of those like John Wicky type of like, this is just an old guy, like, you know, revenge. And I remember being like, all right, I got to get the, like, obsessive about burning it. And then you look back and you're like, why did I care about burning Hobo with a Shotgun? Like, you had to do that. And I was like, oh, I have a very addictive personality.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In This League.
Yeah, I remember that.
But luckily, it never went into the things that could destroy my life. It could destroy, like, you know, the perception of me, where I'm like, hey, wrestling and cards and stuff, but never into, like, whatever, a really bad space.
Yeah. Burning CD is not the same as, you know, putting something into your veins.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I'm lucky that I have I'm very controlly about those type of things, but then I have this very acquiry thing, and I probably need to stop with that, but I need to acquire the bets, I need to acquire the players, I need to acquire all the things here. So I don't know what it is. I don't even remember how we got there, but Hobo with a Shotgun is what got me there. And I don't even remember the movie. I don't even remember the ridiculous title of that movie, but
let me acquire you guys.
What are you laughing about?
I've got something in my brain that I cannot say. Let's move on. We're not going to bleep it. I'll put it in. I don't trust you to bleep things. Remember, I'll put it in the private chat. So
I'm totally not going to mouth it out loud.
Yeah, well, don't do that, please.
Okay. Well, now I'm waiting.
This is your fault. I didn't want to talk about it. You don't read it. Don't read it. Yeah. Got to own all the stuff, don't you, Welsh?
So, oh, that's what it is?
That's it.
It's in my bloodlines, you're saying?
It is. Oh, 100%. Okay.
All right. I don't know. I don't know. Let's move on. Let's talk about the NFL. Should. Yeah, that is a weird one. InThisLeague.com on Patreon and at Is It The Welsh and Bogman Sports on the Twitters. Come hang out with us. We're absolutely losing our mind. Let me acquire you. Come and be a Patreon ITL Army member and you'll feed the needs. So I don't become a drug addict. That's what we're saying. That's essentially what we're doing. all right. Let's talk about the latest news and we're going to get to Mr. Jake Seeley. I like this. We've actually paired this out by position at the quarterback position. Anthony Richardson officially done season ending shoulder injury. It is the Gardner Minshew show, which is fine. We've talked about that at nauseam.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I don't think it's going to be good the whole year because I don't think Gardner Minshew is very good. So I think once he gets recognized, it's going to go downhill fairly quick for the receivers in Indy. But I do think the run game is going to be up, you know, JT and Zach Moss. Should handle a larger workload and probably split them a little more than we want to keep them both safe so and healthy here. So we'll see what happens, but it does suck. So Gardner Minshew, a much better replacement than other guys, but not fantastic. So.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's great for Josh Downs. He's going to get littered with targets. Pittman, it's probably, I don't know, a little bit different, but I continuously move Downs up and we'll see if the running backs, if Jonathan Taylor returns to form and you also have Zach Moss in there, that might mask some of the inefficiencies of Gardner Minshew, because then you're going to have a lot more focus on the running game and, you know, play action might work really well. So we'll see how that ends up going. Trevor Lawrence is a game time decision tonight. That doesn't really help for the weekend, but probably going to go tonight, but a little bit banged up on the quarterback side. Deshaun Watson did not practice on Wednesday. But did I see that he practiced on, I thought, let me go through this. I thought I saw that he practiced here on, that he is practicing on Thursday. So that's okay. More important. The Wednesday Thank stuff God. Doesn't matter. He did practice. So that would be a pretty good sign for him to go this weekend. And I think that actually boosts for me, not only Amari Cooper, but Eli Moore a little bit.
Yeah, it should because, I mean, PJ Walker is a huge step down, even though he's decent too. But he's a pretty big step down from Deshaun Watson, who has not been playing his best football. But is still better.
Justin Fields has not practiced this week, which is not great. Also, no Jimmy G in practicing, so we might see Aiden O'Connell and Badgent out there. And
it'll be Hoyer too for the Raiders if it's not.
Have they announced if it'll be the Destroyer?
They haven't said who it is, but and I wouldn't really expect them to. You know, they're gonna go with one of those guys, but I think for your matchups, you're still playing Devontae, you're still playing Jacoby. Doesn't really matter on a big bye week and a lot of injuries. You're playing those guys.
The craziest one of the week, though, is Kyler Murray was activated from the IR and is practicing. He practiced today. Mike Jarecki, someone I used to work with, actually, says that he could be good to go in around 2 weeks. So we might be, Josh Dobbs might be going by the wayside here, which is not great for one of the super flex teams. And we might see Kyler Murray sooner rather than later. I think it'll be slower than people are expecting. But him practicing is an enormously great sign, and he's doing that. So if he's sitting out on the wire and you're in a deep league or a two quarterback league, you absolutely should consider picking him up.
I can't believe it, to be honest with you, because like Ian Rappaport laid out a pretty good reasoning of why Kyler wasn't gonna come back this season, and it was because look, the Cardinals they're not a good team. They're gonna have two high draft picks next year, so you know. You don't necessarily want to tank, but if Kyler gets hurt again, his whole like the rest of the 180 million or whatever in his contract, it's a lot of money locks in and is guaranteed for him. If he gets hurt again, it cannot pass a physical in March. So it was kind of like we're assuming the Cardinals going to IR him and then release him, so they don't have to pay him all this money. New coaching staff, new regime, all that stuff, but. I guess if he's good to go, it's going to be wheels up in a week or two, and we're going to see what Kyler Murray has and if he's going to fit. So they're kind of giving him at least a tryout for this team for the future. And if he gets hurt, they're going to be saddled with all this money. So it's a little surprising to see. But
can't they get out from under him if he's fine?
No. Well, if he's fine, yes. So if he gets through it clean, then you know either this is our guy or not. But if he doesn't,
but can't you get out of the money?
No.
No, no, not the injured. Yes.
You can get out of the money if he finishes clean.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm like, because this is taking me to that. You know that old question where it's like, hey, would you? I know it locks in if he gets hurt.
Yeah.
If that old question where it's like, hey, you know, would you let someone hit you in? Would you let Mike Tyson hit you in the face for $100 million? I'd look back and it's like, you maybe take one down and hurt yourself to lock in all that type of money. I'm not saying that's the case, but like, that's a lot of money that you can potentially lock in here. I bet he is chomping at the bit. And he's like, hey, I'm either going to be healthy or go down and I'm going to get paid. I'm going to get my pay.
Well, it's one or the other. He's at least, it's good for him because either he's going to get hurt and he gets that guaranteed money, or he looks good and the Cardinals want to keep him, or somebody else wants to go get him. I mean, there's plenty of teams with QB issues right now. So if he looks good, someone else, if the Cardinals release him, will want to bring him in. So there's nothing but upside for Kyler.
You just got to watch out for Kyler to be like, oh, no, I've fallen, everybody.
Yeah, but it's an outside person that will look at, you know, give him the physical. So he can't be like, oh, my throat, neck, chest. And then
he's like, oh, my doctor, Schmiler Schmally, says that I have got a torn ACL and I should get my contract agreed upon.
Dr. Bogman says do not pass. And, well, wow, look at that. A bunch of money in Dr. Bogman's bank account next week. That's crazy.
All right, let's go over to running backs. Aaron Jones back at practice Wednesday and Thursday. Looks like he'll be good to go. I think that is a very good sign. I think it's a good matchup, too, for him. So I'm into that. Kyren Williams not expected to play. We got Ronnie Rivers on the IR. So it's a Zach Evans game. Royce Freeman is going to be active, and they signed Myles Gaskin. I have a gut feeling that everyone in the world is going to go hard on Zach Evans, like DeMarcado, and then we are going to get 60% snaps to Royce Freeman. I think they could go heavy Royce Freeman.
I don't. I think it's going to be, let's see what we have from Zach Evans. But I also think we're going to see a lot of Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. I think that's really what it's going to be from the Rams. Yeah.
Roshan Johnson still has not cleared proto, but they're expecting him to.
Yeah, I think he will. And look, this is the same Raiders defense that made A.J. Dillon look pretty solid. So Roshan is better than A.J. Dillon, and the line isn't as good, and it's a little more one-dimensional with Bajan in there most likely, but I like Roshan this week against the Raiders. They're bad.
Bajan. Jeffrey Wilson Jr. practiced in full on Wednesday, so he should be in there, probably in favor of Ahmed, so be on the lookout for Jeffrey Wilson Jr. to get some run. They do love him. Raheem Mostert's still the guy, but I think you'll get back. I think you'll get more of that Achane Mostert split now that Jeffrey Wilson is back. Zach Charbonnet dealing with a hamstring issue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Whatever that matters, even better for Ken Walker. And on the Lions side, Jahmyr Gibbs, limited. Craig Reynolds did not practice, and we know that Montgomery is out. So there are some questions there, though. I think Gibbs was the expectation is he'll be good to go, and I think Craig Reynolds will be good to go as well. But Friday is going to be pretty key here.
When Craig didn't practice, it was Wednesday. That's a veteran rest day. So, and they only did a walkthrough anyway, so this was like an estimated practice. It was so stupid, but I think it'll be Craig Reynolds, but I would love to see what Mo Ibrahim has, but we shouldn't get all the way down to him. So,
yeah. And I'm looking to see if there's any, I don't see any Craig Reynolds updates here, but I expect him to go on the, also it doesn't matter cause it's a Thursday thing, but Jamal Williams is active. So he's going to be back for Thursday night football. It's going to be kind of irrelevant.
Might impact Alvin a little bit. Cause Kamara has been getting the ball. I think it's 24, 25, 26 touches. So I think maybe let's get Kamara down to 20. He shouldn't have close to 30 touches in a game. He's going to wear him out real fast. He is on the back end here. So
I do wonder,
Jamal, you get some touches here, which would be nice.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll be balanced to maybe more in the receiving side. I just don't know how it'll go. Like I think early on Jamal is going to be pretty, like when Jamal's in, he's there to like do work. And, you know, Kamara, you might have on more blocking downs and stuff like that. But it takes away the goal line stuff, which kind of hurts Kamara. I just wonder if he'll continue to see as many targets in the receiving game. Over on the wide receivers, your boy Deontay Johnson practicing full on Wednesday. Same with Pat Freiermuth coming off the bye, and both look like they are going to be good to go.
Yeah, wheels up. So let's get this offense some positivity, please, here. Coming off a bye, they didn't fire Matt Canada, which is insanely disappointing, but do something. You got to change something. Najee said they're taking player suggestions for the playbook this week. So,
oh my God.
I mean, what? let's get it done.
What does that even mean?
Well, it means that the players are going and saying, this is a play I like. Can we install it?
You know what they should do? They should just pull up Madden, and they should pull up like the Kyle Shanahan playbook.
I don't think so. That's what they've been doing. So is playing Madden. So I think
they should run a Madden playbook. They should 100%. You know what they should do? They should have had somebody take different playbooks in the NFL, simulate, and find the best offensive playbook in Madden.
I mean,
and they should run those.
You're
plays.
Talking. This is probably Matt Canada's strategy, which is why it hasn't been working.
So. I don't think it is Matt Canada's strategy. I think he would benefit from doing this. I think he really would benefit from it. DK Metcalf didn't practice with a rib and a hip injury. Lockett was also limited a little bit. Maybe a little Jackson Smith and Jigba this
should
week.
Be. I hope so. Jake Bobo too. If both those guys are down,
Bobo.
Yeah. The and that's why Jake Bobo is why JSN really hasn't exploded too much this season, because they like him too. So, I would love to see JSN get some run here. Let's see what he can actually.
I think it's going to take one of these guys to not be there, but they just tend to always. They're like roaches. They
show
just
up.
Always there. Yeah.
Well, they're good. I mean,
yeah, no, they're amazing.
Half and. Lockett are both.
Yeah, great. No, I think they're great. It's too bad Geno's a quarterback. Juju Smith-Schuster was back at practice on Wednesday. Nobody really cared.
Matters. Yeah. Yep.
Wandale didn't practice on Wednesday. Nobody really
He's
cared.
Been getting a lot of targets.
Dalton Kincaid, by the way, practiced and is expected to clear proto. Nobody really cared because he stunk. And Mecole Hardman was traded back to the Chiefs.
And Frank Clark was released by the Broncos and is probably going to go sign with the Chiefs now. Aaron, our Chiefs fan in the group me rooms, is like, hey, let's get the gang back together. Let's go.
Get the sunny theme out here. The gang all returns.
Yeah.
I legit think Mecole Hardman can mess it up even more. Like just more targets being thrown around. But he's like in the Kadarius Toney role. Like Mecole was Kadarius, the Spider-Man meme for those two. I think it's impossible to gate. I want to always love Rashee Rice. I just wonder, like, as they add more and more of these guys in, what is going to be taken away? Is this going to be, does Rashee Rice continue to be the constant and then everybody else is just this burn and churn?
Desmond is the constant.
Yeah, or do they, who?
Desmond. Isn't that the guy from Lost? He's the constant.
Oh, I don't know if they had the constant. But I have to rewatch. I don't think Lost holds up. I want to rewatch it, but I think it really doesn't hold up.
Well, I mean, the last two seasons are really weird.
No, not even about it being bad. I just think like it really, the show like is one of those you're going to look back on. And you're like, oh, this is like, how did I watch this type of bad?
Speaking of obsessive, didn't you have like one of those little like things that look like a hatch from Lost?
I did. Didn't you have the one of toy those? Hatch. Yeah, yeah, I love yeah. Lost. Yeah, 100%. Threw it away a long time ago. But 4, 8, 12, 24, 35. What was the numbers?
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Well, okay. Talk about Lost here with your ridiculous. You just remember that instantly.
I mean, they said it 8 billion times in the show.
Do you remember the people that played those numbers in the lottery? And then like, it was like 100 people won a ton of money in the lottery because it was the Lost numbers. I wish I'd done that. That was so great. That's it. That's all the news and notes that we've got for you. Leading into the week, pay attention to the Friday stuff. Friday's going to be important. We'll be back for Bet This League to let you know any of the latest news that might be poking around here, but that's everything to kind of set you up for the week. Now let's go talk to Jake Seely, All In Kid, joining us for week 7 ranks, our favorite plays, some of the sleepers. We're doing it all after this.
Hey, In This League.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Week 7 ranks, and can you believe it?
the three best friends that anyone ever had are back. Yes, it is the Gelato Brothers, the Gelato Bros. It is Welsh Bogman and the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Jake, back on ITL. What is up, brother? Not like I didn't talk to you 2 days ago.
I know. And you could have gone like with the alliteration, the Gelato Jabronis or something, or
mm-hmm. Gelato Bros. Kind of works.
Gelato Gang.
Gelato Gang. Gelato.
Okay, I'm just coming up with something. Gang, gang. Do you think that guy? Do you think that's anything, guys?
Gelato's so good. Gelato's so good. People don't know the old story. Jake stayed with Bogman in his apartment. Came out, treated us to the Royal Rumble. We all went to the Royal Rumble, and
Eric Young
we
had, treated us.
Yes,
Eric Young. Yeah, you're right about that. Eric, you via Eric Young. Yeah. Eric Young gave the tickets to you. Eric Young didn't know that we existed. And we got the tickets to go to Royal Rumble, but we all had a nice gelato date, a day
gelato
or two before.
Gelato Gambinos. How about that?
Oh, I like that. I like that one, which we had a great time.
A different sound.
And we got to spend multiple days with Jake out here in Arizona. And that was the old fun times, but no wrestling lately, but hopefully we get to see
wake
you
up
in
at 4 a.m. to cats and food and running around trying to hold the bathroom door with 1 foot closed as I'm pooping.
Yep. Cat's like, what are you doing?
I was explaining that story to somebody the other day. I was like, Jake is staying at my place, right? And he's in the bathroom. It's right next to my bedroom. It's the only one in the apartment. And the cat's food timer went off. And he had been like, he had that feeder for like a month. So when the feeder went off, he went nuts banging on the door. It was a pretty funny moment. So
I was trying to prevent Bogman from waking up, but it didn't. And also the door being wide open while I'm crapping.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's very considerate.
As I think that's a very Bogman probably like thing as well. So at least
if I couldn't stop it at one point, I was just going to sit there and stare at Bogman until he woke up and just like make eye contact.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been creepy at all.
I would have. That would have made for another great story.
Oh, my. So. Welsh would have loved that story forever.
It was.
If that had happened to me, it would have been the greatest thing that ever happened to the Welsh.
So. Best of all time. But Jake is our dear friend. We love Jake. And I've been doing the show over on The Athletic with him for a little over a year now, where we do this year. It's on the Tuesday show where we do the waivers. Jake, one of the best rankers out there. Rank article just dropped over on The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at AllInKid and click on that link. Check that link and you can sign up if you want to check out all those ranks. And we are going to put it to the test today as we are going to be going through our favorite plays of the week, surprise quarterbacks, sleepers at the positions, see what we can get right. Because when I look back on last week, Bogman, I don't know where we were right. I wasn't really right about anything, especially Jordan Addison. And I'm not going to talk about him today, but boy, I'm going to fall back in again versus the Niners this week. I don't know. Jake, do you have any of those guys?
What was wrong with last week?
He disappointed because he can't get his receiver. He had a touchdown. That's great. But for gambling, he had 25 receiving yards and two catches or whatever the hell it was. Do you have a guy that you just every week, like they hurt you, and then every week you just have a short memory and then you're like, oh, I got to do this again? Why is it Cam Akers?
And why is it Cam Akers? No, that was last year. This year is Jahan Dotson, who's now handling back. He's not even just placeholder. He's backup placeholder. That's how bad things have been for Jahan Dotson. Like, not only does Sam Howell hate him. Yeah. So,
not the normal number one we're seeing holding kicks. That's for sure.
Yes. Not even that. So yes, banned kicker holders. So I would say Addison's a good one. I don't know, like, because he gets the touchdowns. And look, he's top five in end zone targets. Like, that means something. I know you don't want to keep banking on a touchdown, but like for fantasy points, I know the Vegas doesn't help, but for fantasy points, I think that does.
They throw the ball a lot. They're not going to change the offense.
Not Jefferson to him.
They should. No. They should run the ball more, but they never do.
So I'll say the one that I keep going back to, and it actually ties into somebody that we're going to talk about later on the show. So there you go.
Ooh, okay.
It's Calvin Ridley. Like, Calvin Ridley should be better than this. And it's getting frustrating at this point. Like, they continue to watch this. If it wasn't, it would be Deebo Samuel as well. But Deebo Samuel can't even stay on the damn field. So yeah, I've given up on him.
And ruin props for me as well for the rushing yards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old
In This League.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
But guess what? Here's the theme. They're all wide receivers. It's always wide receivers. You know, unless you're like D-Bro, who had an absolute aneurysm because DeMarcado had three touches or whatever, and it was like, nah, I kind of saw that one coming. At least Bogman did. Bogman called that. I wasn't super into it. A lot of those players, they hurt us, but we'll get through it. So, Jake, let's just get right into it. We've got we're going to start with quarterbacks. Surprise quarterback one of the week. This is a guy that doesn't typically sit in there, or using whatever you want to do. We look at the Fantasy Pros ECR consensus ranks to kind of see what does the market for QB1 look like. So this is the non-typical surprise quarterback one for the week for you is who, and can I take a guess that it's Sam Howell?
It is not Sam Howell, because okay. Sam Howell's clearly, is he not?
He is. He's 11. Yeah, I know you're right.
Okay, I was going to say, I am still even higher than that.
You almost freaked out. Like, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me he's not in the top 12?
I'm going to be mad. I was going to say, he should be. He's been top 10 all but 1 week. I am at 10 or 9, somewhere around there. No, this is a tough week to do this with quarterback, because you got to pick some. Where you got to pick some if you don't go through inside the top 12. I mean, it immediately gets gross. So I'll go for one. Look, past 2 weeks have been gross. I'm going out to where you are and where Bogman used to live. I think Josh Dobbs gets back on track. Oh, is it your guy? No, I think Dobbs gets back on track against the Seahawks, and I don't think that has anything to do with the returning threat of Kyler Murray. I just think it looks the fact that it's a great matchup. If the Seahawks, now here's the key. If DK Metcalf or Lockett or both are out, and now you're worried about a run-heavy approach and this game gets dragged and it doesn't end up being a high-scoring affair, then I'm actually out on this one. I think this really depends on the Seahawks being able to continue to push the pace, continue to make this a high scoring game. And then Dobbs does play, which it could be reckless, but he'll take something on the ground. Maybe he scores a touchdown. But again, I mean, we're looking at, do I want Dobbs or Russell Wilson who throws 2 yards at a time, or Kirk Cousins who's placed in the 49ers? Like, it's just QB2s are trash this week.
Yeah.
Like, well, I have Baker Mayfield almost a QB1. That's how bad this week is.
Yeah. I'll talk about mine then. Cause I'll kind of jump in on all of that here. Boggs, who's your surprise quarterback one of the week?
Jordan Love. And the reason I'm taking Jordan Love is number one, like Jake said, there's not a lot of options here. And number two, they're playing against Denver coming off a bye week. And I think this is a great, let's get Jordan Love some confidence type of game. The Broncos have already seemingly packed it in for Sean Payton. They have been terrible. The run defense is historically bad, but it's not like the pass defense has been good. It is also terrible outside of Patrick Surtain, who might get traded. So I think that if you want to get Jordan Love a little confidence, you know, you got Christian Watson back healthy. The wide receiver core is kind of starting to get back. Let's throw it against Denver. Let's sling that rock a little bit, boost that confidence for our young quarterback and get him rolling. So let's go with Jordan Love against the Broncos.
Yeah. So my two quarterbacks here, the one, because I've got the surprise and then you got the sleeper in this week. I got to say this. I think every position has massive questions to play this game that we have. I think it is more affirmed than it has been at any point this year that the RB1s are RB1s and the RB2s are RB2s. And the surprise elements are guys that I just don't know if we're going to see coming, or you're going to just have to take big shots on. So this week, for me, I went and pitted up against the Arizona Cardinals, and I went on the opposite side of this game and went with Geno Smith, who has been a pretty big disappointment so far this year. But, you know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba picking up a little bit coming off of the bye. I think this team is going to be able to run.
Is that
a lot.
Cheating, Walsh?
Is it?
Geno Smith is 7 in ECR.
Is he?
Jordan Love is 9.
Oh, you're right.
I didn't
right.
see Jordan Love was not 9 when I did this.
He so did. He was both, not
both
when I did this.
Cheaters.
Ooh, okay. Well, then I'll change off of it. You're right, dude. I didn't even see that. He went to 7.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, more so than anything else.
I'm off the show.
I'm kind of off too here. Let me throw a couple then.
Exposed right here.
I'm going to go with my sleeper quarterback of the week via Jake. Was Josh Dobbs as well. So that was my sleeper. He went QB1. I like Josh Dobbs. Seattle was giving up the second most fantasy points to quarterbacks, the most passing yards to quarterbacks, over 440, and they're averaging almost 3 touchdowns passing per game. So obviously that's not going to be Dobbs, but he's going to jump up there. So I guess I kind of might
borrow a question there for you then. Just that this is, has nothing to do with ranks. Would either of you guys, if you were still alive in Survivor and all the big names are gone, would you risk the Seahawks against the Cardinals? Like, this just,
yes.
In my gut, I'm like so terrified of this game.
I would.
Oh, because you've got probably like the Niners and the Bills already off the table in Survivor. What is what are the big ones this week? We haven't even looked at our Survivor and Pentathlon.
The two biggest ones are the Seahawks, and a lot of people are taking the Rams against the Steelers at home.
The Steelers
I hate
off a bye.
Both of those. I had to pick between those, I would take the Seahawks one. But I hate it.
I don't want either one of those. Yeah,
where are you going to go otherwise? Jaguars, Saints. Saints only win if they
Bills
score.
Against the Pats, if you haven't burned them yet.
Well, everybody's burned Bills. The Bills at
this
point.
We've all burned the Bills.
Okay, how about...
Exactly.
How about Green Bay? Well, how about Green Bay?
On the road? No.
Against Denver?
No.
Denver's the worst team I've ever seen.
Yeah, but not on the road. I wouldn't do it either. That's fine. We're not picking them for pentathlon.
You mentioned the Jordan Love get right. He looked like trash the 2 weeks before they hit their bye.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I would say he's on a bye. He's coming off a bye, and this defense is pathetic. Have him throw the ball against them. Have him get some confidence because
they beat the Bears.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I don't know. I guess, you know what? The only
I think you love teams off of a bye, though. I think that's the thing.
Well, I like them when they're gassed up. I do. Yeah. Okay. I do have a premonition for the teams coming off a bye, which will give us a lot of options next week. But Buffalo. I mean, how about? Oh, man. These are some bad matchups, guys.
I told you it's a tough week.
Washington. I mean, look, Washington against the Giants. Road. I don't hate that. I don't care. I do not care.
They should win too, but I'm not taking that on the road.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, let's get back to quarterback ranks here. I don't like any of those options. I'm not down for any of them whatsoever, but I guess I'm going to kind of join the Dobbs thing because you're right. Like, that's total cheating with Geno Smith. That was not the case when I originally did my ranks, not even remotely.
Well, I called you out and didn't see Jordan Love was up to 9. So for my sleeper, I'll go with Danny Dimes because they're playing against Washington, who has a terrible secondary. Still think Washington wins that game going away because the Giants can't do anything on offense at all. But I like Jalen Hyatt. Well, then I'll... Tyson Bagent then is my sleeper because there's no other quarterback.
Well, the one I was going to throw because I moved Dobbs up to my QB1. I might say stupid Ridder. As much as I hate Ridder, they're just throwing the ball so much more, averaging 262 against the Bucks. Bucks are averaging 262 against. I actually kind of like Drake London, who we're going to talk about here. We're going to talk about him in here in a little bit. So I'm going to say Ridder is my sleeper. Dobbs is my surprise QB1. And as we do it, so surprise us here. Get something better, Jake. Who's your sleeper quarterback?
I don't have one because Bogman told me one quarterback. So there you go.
Oh, well, no, I'm pick one. Pick text one message. Now. You get Badger. No. All right, let's draft one for Jake. You get Baker. Baker is
no problem, six, Baker Mayfield.
16 on the list against Atlanta. Who would you rather start this week, Dobbs or Baker Mayfield?
Ooh, if I want the floor, Baker. If I want the ceiling, Dobbs.
Can you believe you just said that?
Yeah, it's like I have to with this. How's Baker Mayfield the best quarterback under pressure this year?
Like, yeah, it's gross. It's disgusting. I'm just saying, like, audibly, you just said Baker's my floor and Ritter's my ceiling, like that. It's or whatever.
Dobbs it's by apocalypse. It's gonna be weird.
It is by apocalypse. All right, let's go over to running backs. We've got three categories: surprise RB1, surprise RB2, and sleeper. And we will snake draft it. So Jake gets to come right back up and you get to kick us off with your surprise RB1, the guy that jumps in, who's been a non-typical RB1. Who is that for you this week?
Well, this one can kind of also, I think, be cheating in a way. He's not an RB1, but the player is an RB1, and the player being the RB1 got 50% of the touches in the second game back. And I say that by being back because he hasn't been an RB1 because he just came back. Jonathan Taylor. I know, facing the Browns defense, which is an absurd defense. I threw this number out on the All in Football show, and the Browns run defense are allowing 0.1 yards before contact. Before they faced Christian McCaffrey, it was 0.0, as in you got stuffed at the line. You're already getting hit at the line. You watched last week's game. You guys saw it. They snapped the ball and the line like took a step back. Like, they're already pushing the line back into the quarterback's or running back's faces. So anyway, that being said, I think the Taylor situation is just going to keep increasing. 50% last week in the second game, and Zach Moss still looked good. I think he's back towards 60-70%. And if the biggest thing here is, we'd all say this, if Jonathan Taylor at 70% was facing the Browns, we'd say, don't care, he's still an RB1 because he's Jonathan Taylor. So I'm just going off the fact that I expect him to get back to 70%, 65-70% work this week. And I have him over a Stevenson, over a James Cook, over a Madison and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like that one. And I get your point because like the name is RB1-ish. Right. But I think it's fair because you've had multiple weeks of the usage still not being there and him not coming close to performing that way. That and it's one of the roughest matchups at all. So I think this is actually a really, really good sneaky one. And he comes in around 16, I think, on ECR. So I like that one that you put up there. Boggs, who do you have as your surprise RB1 of the week?
Gimme Roschon. I know he hasn't cleared yet as of last night. I don't know if he did this morning at all.
I was checking before this, not yet.
He's expected to clear protocol before this weekend's game against the Raiders. The Raiders made A.J. Dillon look like a viable running back, and Roschon Johnson is way better than A.J. Dillon running in quicksand right now or whatever he is. So give me Roschon against that nasty Raiders defense. I think if he's up, he is going to get a lot of touches and have a lot of yards and probably get into the end zone.
I actually like Aaron Jones were ever to be active on the opposite side of that game too. I kind of like him, but you know, he's never active. So just talking about Green Bay, think about Green Bay. All right. So my RB1 for the week is gross and disgusting. And someone I've said that I don't really feel comfortable starting anymore. And I'm going with Ramondre Stevenson. And first off, the reason I'm going to do it, I just got to tell you, I spent more time than I have ever spent staring at these running back ranks for this week. I've never spent so much time going back and forth, specifically for our show in doing these sleepers and trying to pinpoint those guys. It's rough options, really rough. And that's why I'm definitive RB1s. Guys, I think, very much fit into their roles. But I went with Ramondre Stevenson. A couple things here. RBs are averaging 5.2 yards per carry against the Bills, which is actually pretty surprising, but they can actually run on this team. They're also giving up over 100 yards rushing, and to running backs, you're throwing the ball against them. Five catches, 42 yards per game. So 142 yards to main backs. Now, biggest problem this team has is that is not just Ramondre Stevenson. That's also stupid Ezekiel Elliott. And that's what I don't like. But Ramondre has received a minimum of 16 touches in all but one game and just came off of six targets he had last week. Over the last 2 weeks, he's also, or the Bills have also given up four rushing touchdowns. My hope is not just the running game, but there's the big play breakout and he's more involved in the receiving game. It's kind of flipped a little bit into favor of Stevenson over Elliott, just a tiny bit on the receiving side. So I'm going to take a shot that Ramondre is going to have the big breakout game against the dumb Bills.
Who's the presidential candidate or whatever who has the gif? Who's like, I'm here to defend you. And then he smiles like this.
Oh, Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis. That is, you just did that for Ramondre Stevenson. Like you said all this positive stuff about him, but I can see in your face, you don't actually believe.
I don't. I hate it. I hate every running back I pick, so it'll probably be the best I've ever been at picking these. I hate every single one of them. Going to number two, since we snake it, I'm going to snake over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party.
Go with Jalen Warren. I could not find a viable one, but I think coming off of the bye, one of two things is going to happen. The team will have come to the decision that they've got to get Najee Harris the ball more, or that they have to get Jalen Warren the ball more.
I think that's it. I think if you're looking at this offense and you've watched it, and you know, I've watched every single play the Seahawks have played this year, and Najee is not being put in a good spot to get yards and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter because when Jalen is put in those same spots, he has come through with yards. So I think if you're looking at this from a realistic standpoint, you have to give Jalen the ball more. And I think the Steelers are starting to realize that now. So hopefully coming off the bye, once again, thank you, Jake. Jalen will be up and running the ball more than Najee this week.
Yeah, and you can't really run the ball against the Lions. That's the other thing. The Lions are giving up like a 47 yards to running backs per game, which is absurd. The most they've given up
is there with the Browns and 49ers.
Yeah, 67 yards. they've given up. So if you're going to have to get the running backs involved, you're going to have to get them in the passing game. And so who's the running back in the passing game?
Warren. So I don't mind the pick. The two concerns I do have is one is that, again, so I've said this on my show, so let me finish, because objectively, Warren does look better than Najee Harris. But if you look at it, he's actually, Najee Harris has more explosive plays than Jalen Warren does. Now, again, that partly comes down to usage. And I said objectively watching. I guess that is subjectively, but whatever it is, watching, it looks like Warren looks better. My only concern, you know, out of the bye, Bogman, last year out of the bye was when Najee Harris got right. Now, I don't definitely think that's happening this year. He doesn't look right, period. He doesn't look as good. It's just that's where I have a little bit of trepidation on top of the fact they are facing the Lions. Like if this was, they come out of the bye and face the Giants, it's like, I don't care. Like they can both actually do good. But I'm hoping you're right. I'm hoping it is Warren. I'm hoping they make the switch and we're done with Najee Harris.